Morning, Ireland. 12 minutes past eight. An Irish family stranded in Lebanon has called on the government here to help them leave the country. The Zabad family from Kilkenny made the appeal after their flights from Beirut were cancelled last night. Munir Zabad, his wife Gada, 24-year-old daughter Gadir and 12-year-old son Hassan escaped bombing in southern Lebanon as they attended a family funeral and engagement party. The family originally moved to Kilkenny in 2006 when they were displaced from Lebanon by the war there then. Munir and Gadir spoke to Cian McCormack.
We are looking above the mountain. There was, I counted, about around 7 to 8 bombs. The warplane just come like a cloud and just come whew, like that and bombing like on top of the mountain, beside the villages in the mountain.
Munir Zabad first witnessed bombing after the call to prayer.
5, 6 in the morning, as I said, the bomb was splashing everywhere in front of my eyes. And I wake my family, I wake my children. We was going, I have all my backpack in my car. And my neighbor just said to me, oh, don't rush, it's nothing, this is normal. You know, they just started scaring people.
Because locals said it was normal, the 53-year-old Kilkenny man went about travelling to Nabatea with his family.
So my daughter want to buy some few dress, her fiancé want to buy her some few dress or something in the city of Nabatea.
And just a little bit of background before we go any further. Munir was visiting South Lebanon for his father's funeral. When did you arrive?
Just arrived 2 weeks ago. I came to do my dad's funerals. My dad passed away in Ireland 2 months ago. So we came back to do the ceremony and at the same time to do the my daughter's wedding, my daughter's engagement.
As you can hear, on top of the funeral, his daughter Gadir was engaged yesterday in Nabatea, and both her family and her fiancé's family were supposed to meet for breakfast. That never happened.
As soon as we arrived there, we seen all the shops that are closing, people are running. I said, what's going on? They said, Israel is bombing the city, the other town of the city, and they're going to start a bomb. So we came to the car, we started to run. I just crossed the city, the bomb just came there. We see people are just, cars are flying, buildings falling down.
Munir's daughter, Gadir, who's 24, witnessed the same.
We saw people like closing their shops and like running away and stuff. Honestly, it was kind of like overwhelming. It was all emotions were like in overdrive at that stage, trying to just get out of that city and like just be as far away from that as possible.
The journey to Beirut was dangerous and stressful.
Yeah, it was people just driving like crazy and people just banging into each other trying to like get away from the situation, and there was accidents happening all over the place as well. People just like driving really fast and trying to get away with their families and stuff, and then, you know, ambulances were coming and going and bombs as well. So it's just complete chaos. Like,
you're in Beirut now, correct?
Yes.
Are you safe?
Relatively for now, but they are saying that they will start bombing Beirut as well. And, you know, all the flights are being cancelled and everything, so I'm not really sure how safe it is.
Did you fear for your life at any stage over the past 24 hours?
Every second, honestly. Like I said, bombs everywhere, ambulances going, coming, people driving like crazy.
Israel says it's targeting Hezbollah in its strikes. Have you seen Hezbollah activity as you've travelled?
No. I can tell you one thing for sure. Israel says a lot of things. And they are not targeting Hezbollah. They're targeting innocent civilians who have absolutely nothing to do with Hezbollah and are just trying to live their lives.
And Munir says large numbers of people are now fleeing to Beirut.
And now I'm here, I'm in front of my sister, my wife's sister's house. There's a big school, and I'm just outside here. There's a lot of refugees are coming into the school from the tier.
Since arriving to Beirut, he has learned some of his own family have been killed.
My uncle and he passed away with a bomb just attacked his house in the town called Beauty Syed in Mazra beside Tir in Nakura Road, a small town village, and his son and his grandchildren, they all are wounded and they're in the hospital I think in Saida, I don't know which hospital they took them, but we cannot able to contact or go there because the traffic is so rough and nobody can travel to go back. The government, the army, the Lebanese army, they are returning everybody back to Beirut. Nobody can go down to the to Tier side where the war is. So the whole main road, even the highway to go back to Tier, it's been turned opposite. So no going back, all is coming from Tier to here.
Now the Zabad family, Gadir, Munir and his wife and 12-year-old son, are waiting to see if they can travel back to Ireland. Their flight home was cancelled last night and they're calling on the Irish government to help to get them home.
But they sent an email saying that the flight was cancelled and that we could pick another flight over the coming days. But I checked the flight situation for the next few days and there's none available whatsoever.
What are you calling for the Irish government to do?
I'm calling on the Irish government to help get my family and my fiancé out of Lebanon.
Do you think it's a possibility they could help your fiancé? He is not an Irish passport holder. He's not an Irish citizen. He's a Lebanese citizen.
2006, my older brother and I and my granny, we weren't Irish citizens and they helped us get to Ireland. So I'm hoping if that was a possibility then, it would be a possibility now.
And that was in 2006, right? You were fleeing the war then.
That is right, yes.
But there's a further dilemma for Gadir. If her fiancé can't travel to Ireland, she may not either.
My dilemma is, if I leave, then I will be leaving my fiancé behind. If I don't leave, then my dad probably won't leave me behind. I know he won't leave me behind, so I'll be putting my family in danger.
That's Gadir Zabad from Kilkenny and stuck in Beirut, ending that report by our reporter, Keane McCormack. Almost 8:20.